To start our program today, legislation granting Michigan faith-based adoption agencies the right not to serve same-sex and unmarried couples may be going to Governor Snyder soon. Yesterday, the Michigan Senate followed the lead of the House and passed just such a measure. Michigan Public Radio Network Capitol Bureau Chief Rick Pluta joins me now with more on the bill and the way ahead. Hi, Rick.
Good morning, Mark.
We'll point out this measure would take effect regardless of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage, which is expected soon. Generally, though,
we don't know how they would interact, but the idea is to get this done. As a matter of fact, this is moving very, very quickly. It was adopted by the Senate, concurred with by the House yesterday, and in an unusual move, it was actually formally placed on the governor's desk yesterday evening.
Hmm. Generally, how are supporters of this measure defending it, Rick?
The two sides are basically the faith-based agencies, the ones run by the Catholic Church, say that if faced with the choice between violating their religious beliefs by having to do things like adopt to same-sex couples, they would not have to adopt to unmarried couples. Then a lot of them might opt to just close their doors. And one in four adoptions in Michigan are handled through faith-based agencies that get public funding. The opponents of this say, look, that what you're talking about is a license to discriminate. And if the Supreme Court should rule that same-sex marriage is legal, then every legally married couple should have the same rights and opportunities, including those to adopt children.
And did this was a pretty warm debate yesterday, from what I understand.
It got a little heated at times, and part of it was that it kind of came up out of nowhere, that when at least Democratic senators and House members showed up for work yesterday morning, they were not, they were expecting to be dealing with things like roads, not the faith-based adoption legislation, which is quite controversial.
And faith-based adoption agencies they're scheduled to receive $10 million in public money in the next budget. Remind our listeners how that is relevant.
Well, the state really wouldn't be engaged in this if there weren't public funds involved. That like quite a few other programs that Michigan has partnerships with religiously affiliated organizations to provide certain services. And in this particular case, that faith-based adoption agencies like Bethany Christian Services, Catholic Charities, they get a stipend from the state for every child that they place.
Assuming you're saying that the measure actually made it to Governor Snyder's desk last evening, what do we know about what Governor Snyder thinks about this?
His office will only say that the governor's decision hinges on what creates the most opportunities to place children with permanent families. And remember, Michigan is in court, federal court right now over this very issue, that its failure to place a sufficient number of kids who are in foster care with permanent families.
Mm. And the House Roads and Economic Development Committee passed a road funding package yesterday. What update
is
on
that?
No.
You're behind the times. The House passed it.
The House went ahead
and
passed
it.
I beg your pardon.
It went through the whole House. That's why I'm here, Mark.
What can you tell us about that? What's the road ahead, so to speak?
Well, what this means for now, as far as the House leaders are concerned, is that they've fulfilled their end of the bargain. And the problem is that for almost everyone else, they say the bargain is not very good, that it basically it with the exception of linking the state's fuel tax to inflation, raising the diesel tax, and putting fees on high mileage hybrid and electric vehicles, new registration fees, it really just cuts money from other programs to raise funding for roads. One of those programs is the earned income tax credit for the working poor. That aspect is particularly controversial. Now the Senate is busy, concocting its road funding package. We'll probably see that early next month with committee hearings and whatnot. And then they've all got to come together, you know, probably in late summer or early fall, and try and come up with a final version of a plan. But Governor Snyder says that, you know, cutting programs is just robbing Peter to pay Paul. And what we actually need is new revenue.
Rick Pluta is the Michigan Public Radio Network Capital Bureau Chief in Lansing. Rick, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure, Mark.